Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Was Kevin Stefanski before practice today talking about everybody's favorite fifth string quarterback, Tyler Huntley. Tyler Huntley. I mean, who thought we'd be sitting here talking about Tyler Huntley in the middle of the preseason? But that's where the situation is with the Browns. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there, Andy Baskin.
It's just one day in the life of the Browns, isn't it? You know what? You can love sports talk, and we do too, because we do it all day long. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I've done that in the past. It's so easy. It's so simple.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
That's outstanding.
It's one of my big channels.
I am not the least bit looking forward to September being here, but I can't tell you how anxious I am for the regular season to start.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I don't want September to get here. I had a conversation. I was at a soccer game last night. I had a conversation with somebody and I was like, I can't wait for football to start. I can't wait. And they were like, you know why I don't want football to start? Dan, tell them why. Because it's the same reason why you don't want football to start. It means what?
Winter is coming.
Yep, summer's over. That's the only bad thing about football.
That's the thing with me. Howard's in Akron. Howard, welcome.
Howard.
Browns players coming up here in the 11 o'clock hour, Howard.
Hey, Howard.
Oh, well, hey, guys. You know, these practices with these other teams, I think Mike Brown's got it right and the other teams don't do that. It's not beneficial other than the NFL's design to keep the game going all damn year long. I mean, it never ends.
At least Howard, the coaches will tell you that these joint practices are hugely valuable.
Well, they will say that, yes, Mike Brown and others don't think so. He's not that cheap. Come on.
Well, 20, Howard, 29 like him and 3 don't.
Howard, can I ask you a question? You with me?
You have a brother named Frank and Kent.
No, Howard, how many different names do you call under when you call in? Because we'll let you in no matter what your name is. We like talking to you. But seriously, how many other names do you call in under? You with me?
Well, some people call me Howie.
Okay.
Well, I would prefer to be called Howard.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what are you implying?
I'm just saying, you have a unique, distinct voice that is easy on the ear when it
just
comes
like
to being
like Frank and Kent.
That's right. You sound a lot like Frank and Kent. And we had somebody else that called in and sounded just like you the other day. Howard, we do appreciate your phone call, and thank you for being a part of the show.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about Lombardi. I don't think Lombardi knows everything. What did Lombardi about that?
I never said he knows everything. Trust me, he was on our show weekly.
Thank you, Howard.
He did say something I thought was super interesting. That's all. And it was the difference between being a GM in college and being a GM in the pros. That's all. And the fact that Howard wanted to argue with us a little bit, kind of makes me think he's either related to Frank or maybe calling to somebody else. I'm just saying.
G is in Cleveland. G?
Hey, G.
Hey, what's going on? It's D.
D.
It's D. Hard here.
D.
Uh-huh.
D. D as in D, like dog?
As in D. Miller, the great Ohio State receiver.
That's right. He's a dog pile for life.
All right. So
I was thinking, I think Shador is the only safe quarterback on our roster, and I think the coaches know that, which is why they kind of push him to the back, because I think the real quarterback competition is going to be next year.
What do you mean safe? What do you mean safe?
I think that they know that Shador will be here next year. Every other quarterback on our roster, I don't think is going to be here next year.
Now, see, that's a different look at it, and I think it's an interesting look at it. If I had to bet money, which one of these guys will be on this team next year, he's the guy I'd put money on.
Yeah, and I think that they know that. I think they knew that the moment they drafted him. Well, maybe not the moment they drafted him, but definitely after last week when they actually got to see him in game time. Dylan Gabriel has to play this week, and he has to ball out because the chips are stacked against him. I mean, from physicality to the fact that we've had not had good practices and reps to injuries, like, I think they was taking a chance with Dylan. He was a safe pick. But the Browns right now have the most hated quarterback on their roster in Watson in the entire NFL. And they also have one of the most beloved rookies to come out in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So I definitely think Shador is the one that's going forward. And this year is just a tryout to see who's going to be competing with him next year.
That's interesting, D. That's very interesting. I would think, my gut tells me, you tell me, Andy, can you see both of these rookies being on this team next year?
Yes.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I see a path. Well, that path probably would not have them drafting a quarterback next year.
Yeah. One of them would have to play really well this year and be the starter.
Do you draft Dylan Gabriel thinking that he's a guy that's going to be a backup for you for a long time? And then
you don't draft a guy in the third or fifth thinking he's your first stringer.
I just think Sanders is hit or miss. And if he hits, he's going to hit big.
Dano.
1, 2, 3. Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
Well, gentlemen, I got bad news.
What do you mean you got bad news?
Who pulled
news?
A hammy now?
As long nobody, as no one, nobody pulled hurt? A hammy,
nobody got hurt. There's no setbacks whatsoever.
Why right. set us up
well,
for negative
bad news?
Why set us up for negative expectations?
Yeah, we want to be
Let
positive.
Let us determine whether it's positive or negative.
Well, Twitter's down.
Oh, man. Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, next thing you know, they're going to change it and call it X. Oh.
Hey, I can't refresh. We got nothing. Get on the phone. Call Elon. Tell him to get this fixed. We got to know what's going on in Philadelphia.
X is down, huh?
Yeah, we got a problem.
Wow.
You know what's not down? Line 4. Hi, Car Wash.
Car Wash?
That's one heck of a name there.
Wah, I need Kleenex. Twitter's down. Wah. Tyler Huntley, Philadelphia Eagles 2025 season, true or false?
One more time.
Tyler Huntley will be with the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2025 season, true or false?
I'll say false, but you know what? He'd be a nice fit there.
And let's not forget Mr. Myles Garrett, why he came back to the Browns and didn't want his trade. Because he has Mr. MVP Super Bowl Joe Flacco leading the team. He was reassured by Jimmy that he's the man. So he's the starter. So as they say in Ohio, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Your name is actually Car Wash?
Yes.
Congratulations.
They have a song. I wasn't around in the naming process.
Wow.
It was almost, my brother's name is Portable Toilet.
Oh, I bet that's it is. Good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Those are fun.
How's that?
Thanks, Car Wash.
Hey, thank you.
Ivan Dixon from Hogan's Heroes was in the movie.
I'm enjoying this conversation. We'll go what? What else you got, Car Wash?
Car Wash.
Who sells the best hair dye color for guys over 50? You guys, I know Phelps, you don't know.
Car Wash, you're asking the wrong guy here.
I'll be honest.
And Andy's going gray.
Yeah, once that TV thing
ends. The microphone, please.
So listen, here's what I would do. If you're really, really, really thinking about not letting the gray all the way through, you with me on this? You're hanging on?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm laying down.
Go to a professional. Go to someone. Yeah. Go to someone that knows exactly what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want Roy Orbison
George
look.
Clooney look?
Eyebrows,
everything.
Yeah, Clooney looks good. He's got the gray hair.
I got to tell you, if you go to a professional hairstylist, right? They will They know what they're doing. You know, they'll make you look good. And if you don't, you just find another one.
What, go for it.
What about, like, a wig? Like, go with, like, a fro?
You got me, man. I can't.
Car wash, thanks.
It's not my world. No. It's not my world. That's a good question, though. Remember when I used to care about my hair?
You still care about it.
I know, but I just...
You get a nice haircut. You got all that stuff going.
I went back old school. I used to spend a lot of money on it. Now I just... I got a guy that takes care of me, former military guy. Love it.
It's the same hairstyle you had when you were paying a lot of money.
Isn't
so
that crazy? Yeah.
Apparently you wasted a lot of money over the years.
I love my guy that tells jokes.
Desmond is in Elyria. Des.
Des.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk to.
Good to have you with us.
How are you?
Man, all right, buddy. Hey, you know what? I was listening to you guys, and my man asked a good question. We have been following Shador since he was in high school.
True.
A lot of us. And he has a big fan base because of that, plus his platform on his social media. But also, when we hear a lot of negative talk from others that did not follow him, then that makes his fan base stronger. So that's a lot of the negative always makes the positive. Anyway, but Dillon Gabriel, we never looked at him. I never looked at him as a NFL starter. I loved him in college. I thought he was awesome.
He was really good in college, Des, wasn't he? He was really good.
Yeah, but you ever seen that some of us are good in college and not in the pros?
That's absolutely true.
Sure, some of us were bad in college and got better in the pros.
That's true. But we're not – I don't think nobody really wants him to fail. It's just the fan base is so stuck for years on Shador, and then they were so excited to have him. And then before the draft, he was talking about the Browns, which even fired us up more because all he did was talking about being on the Browns all over his platform. And after they had the dinner with the Browns, he was so excited, and that was his passion. Then when he dropped in the draft, that fueled people more. Now our fan base was, his fan base was upset. You know, so all these different things is why we're going through this Shador Sanders thing.
Desmond, thank you very much. I think it's some valid points there. I just wonder what happens if Dillon Gabriel goes out and plays well on Saturday. And we all hope he does. We hope he does. Browns players coming up from Philadelphia. Momentarily, we hope, right here on Baskin and Phelps. Possibly Kenny Pickett.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Browns are speaking now in Philadelphia. Practice is apparently over, so you go all the way to Philadelphia to practice for about an hour and 15 minutes.
That would be 2 hours and 15 minutes, or 30 minutes, right? If you count yesterday and today.
Yesterday it was about an hour and a half. Seriously.
It does seem like it's a long way to go.
It does, doesn't it?
Practice against another team.
So they're speaking. We think we're going to hear from Kenny Pickett. And all press conferences on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. Hopefully Pickett just ahead.
And we're not hearing from Myles Garrett. That's what that was the word on the street before. We're not scheduled to hear from Myles Garrett, in case you're wondering.
Isn't it a shame that the quarterback situation is as muddled as it is now by injury? I mean, wouldn't you want to just see these guys flat out healthy, competing, and have a really good look at these guys? Because right now, Andy, it's all convoluted. Is Pickett capable of beating out Flacco? I don't know. We don't know. He hasn't been out there. Mm. Is Dylan Gabriel better than Shedeur Sanders? We don't know. He hasn't been out there. He was out there in 11 on 11 today.
Are we used to this, though? I got to be honest. I just think we're used to it. We're just used to having, to figure out who the quarterback is.
Don't you think it's a shame that it's happened this year?
I think we're immune to it. I think we're absolutely immune to it. I think we're Superman, and we've had kryptonite around us a long time. And you know what? Finally, I don't know. We're just not allergic to Krypton anymore. We're used to it. We're used to controversy with the quarterback. We're used to trying to figure out who the quarterback's going to be every week. We're used to, by week 16, 17 now, having somebody play quarterback that probably played in the league somewhere else and finishes out the season for us. It's happened too many times.
Yeah, but I honestly thought this year would be different for this reason and this reason only. All right, you've got four guys competing. You're going to find one who wins the job, aren't you?
Yeah, but you knew you had four darts that you were going to throw at the dartboard. At least four darts.
Yeah, but right now you're throwing at a dartboard and you can't hit the board because they're not out there.
Two are out there. And one was a dart you had to buy while you're in the middle of the game.
True. Ed is in Perrysville. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, guys. As far as Gabriel, I like Dylan Gabriel. I think he's going to be okay. I think the reason why it's, I don't want to say it's a perception, but it's flash. It's marketing. It's good news or bad news. He's always in the headlines. Gabriel, like you said, is always on the backdrop. If Dallas Cowboy syndrome, if you will, Dallas makes the headlines, flashy, what have you, but they're mediocre. They're not as good as they used to be for years. But Jerry Jones always has them in the headlines. Well, Shadir is always in the headlines, good, bad, or indifferent. I want to see him play. I want to see him play real well. It doesn't mean I want Shadir to be bad. I don't personally like flash. I don't really like headlines.
You like substance.
Exactly.
You like goal lines, right? Goal lines over headlines. That's what you're trying to say.
Hey, I agree with you, Ed.
Nick Chubb was not flashy.
No.
He was calm, cool, collective. Yes, sir. No, sir. We did his thing, and we all loved him. But he had a chance. He played. If you want to go back, Clay Matthews was like that. Jerry Shirk was like that. They weren't headline people. The only headlines they got were making a great tackle or scoring a touchdown. So if we give this guy a chance and he plays real well, I'd love to have the controversy on who do we start.
Isn't that the truth, Ed? That really is. Ed, thank you. I want a controversy here. I want choices. Right now, we don't have choices. Right now, we have Joe because he's the only guy who's been able to be out there and be healthy enough to actually be considered, I think, the starter. Shador's now hurt, so he, you know, you can't think that he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, but how long?
And we didn't think that was going to be the case anyway.
Do you feel better about him today than you did yesterday, thinking that he might
yes,
be back faster?
I do, because I don't think Kevin would flat out say he's day to day, and then not have if the fact that he's out there today was out there, even in any capacity, to me means actually day to day.
Yeah, I feel yesterday when this happened, I just kind of didn't feel like it was an end all be all kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that hopefully this would be over quick, but I just had my fingers crossed that it wasn't going to be too big.
Kevin talked about in cut 11 about what might happen coming up in game number two. And it's we didn't see a lot of guys in the first game against Carolina. We might see different players coming up against the Philadelphia Eagles on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Here's what Kevin had to say.
Obviously, there's guys that you always want to make sure that they're getting the right amount of work. There's other guys that you just want to see in there, those type of things. So, yeah, I think you mix and match. It's a very similar plan that we had last week. Now, there will be some guys that play Saturday that didn't play last week. There were some guys that played last week that don't play Saturday. It's really based on what each player needs to get ready for the season.
And I wonder what that means when it comes to, let's say, skill position players on offense, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric Tillman didn't play. I wonder if Ced needs to play. Jerry Jeudy didn't play. Wonder if Jerry Jeudy needs to play. Deontay Johnson did, but didn't really. He had two targets. I wonder if they ramp that up for some of these guys. I wonder if Dylan Sampson gets more than two carries.
I don't know that I'm playing Jerry Jeudy. I need my number one guy healthy week one, and so he might be one guy that I don't run out there. If we weren't worried about injury, I'd play everybody. It's a stupid injury thing. You know, you don't want to. The last thing you want to do is go, oh man, look what happened. We were playing the Eagles, and we had our number two offensive line out there, and we were going up against our number ones, and I decided I was going to put our best wide receiver out there, and blah, blah, blah. Finish the rest of the story on your own. But I also don't like living life being afraid to cross the street. So I want these guys to play. I'd like to see the starters on Saturday. I'm not going to lie. I want to watch them. Yeah, even though I know they got working during the week, it's almost like they're running a marathon and they just need to get to the finish line. And that finish line is the first game of the season.
Roman is in Canton. Roman, welcome.
Hey, Roman.
What's up, fellas? How we living?
Well, large.
Good. Is this not the most Browns situation that we could ever be a part of? You know, we for 25 years looking for the franchise quarterback, we've gone through how many names on the jersey now? And now 26 years saying, you know what? Let's just get as many quarterbacks as we can get on the roster, and let's let them battle it out. Let's see who the best guy is, you know?
And then they get hurt.
Five of them are hurt, and the only one that is safe and healthy enough to play is the 43-year-old. Like, how could this get any more Browns? I just don't get it. It's so comical to me, guys.
I'm not amused by it, Roman. I'm disappointed in the way this has gone down. I was hoping for a real competition, a real chance. Could Sanders actually step up and win the job? You know, my hope was that they'd beat out a 40-year-old quarterback who's been around. My hope was Pickett would do the same thing. And now I think we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs thinking, well, okay, I guess it's going to be Joe because he's the only healthy guy.
Yeah, it's just going to be that type of season, unfortunately, I think, guys. I think we're just going to have to wait and see who's available to play and who, you know, looked best last time we saw him out there. And I know you guys don't like having this conversation, but at what point do we stop, what's the right word? I don't know if pampering is the right word, but you get out there week one or you get out there week two, and these guys haven't gotten many live reps yet, so guys are gonna get hurt.
Oh, we lost
that, and
brought him back. Keep going.
Yeah, I Yeah, I'm just saying. I think that
the beginning of the season seems sloppy. I think it seems sloppy for every team in the NFL because they just don't tackle to the ground.
And they I think it's this whole thud thing. You know? Yeah, I'm saying that about everybody. I think that's a lot of the problem with the NFL is that these guys don't see live action until week one, game one.
I know you don't want to hear this, but are the ratings any different whether they're doing it or not? Are they making less money because they're not doing it? No. That's They know they can get away with it.
Totally agree. And, you know, do we see more season-ending injuries than we were used to? I'm not exactly sure, but it feels like it, at least with the big-name people, or maybe that's just – you know, what we're able to talk about. But I don't know. I just think, and I'm not an old school guy where it's just, you know, leave everything out there and give everything you got on every, I don't want anybody getting hurt. Trust me. I understand that. But at the same time, if these guys don't see live reps all the way up until the regular season,
why would you expect them to be able to tackle? Totally agree with you on that. I think we all see that. How aggravated are you going to be week one when they can't make a tackle on defense? And that doesn't – I don't think that's just Browns. I think that's everybody. The first couple weeks of the season looks so sloppy.
I agree with that. Chuck's in Cleveland. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love your show.
Good, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Grew up watching you, Phelps, man.
Me too, Chuck. Me too, man. You are all a legend. Right, so, I agree with him.
Nice of you, Chuck. Yeah. Thanks.
I do want to say this. The one guy that made the compliment – I mean the comment about – the mediocrity and, you know, how he don't like Flash. Listen, what quarterback are you going to get that's not confident? I want a quarterback that's confident. I want a quarterback that's backing up what he says. First guy to come, last guy to leave. Got on the field and showed why he has the confidence. I think we need a quarterback with that type of DNA. And he looks like a leader, too. You know, Gabriel, very small. I don't think he can get the job done out there. And I heard he's been doing very bad in practice, and nobody talks about this.
No, it's been said. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it on our show before that he doesn't look good, that they're giving him a lot of work.
Yeah, he's getting a more high-level stuff than they're giving Sanders right now, from what we've heard.
Okay, yeah. And as far as let's talk about the film. When we look at Sanders' film, it's immaculate. I mean, you give Sanders the team Gabriel had. Poor Howard. I mean, we all know. We know football. We've been watching a long time. That might have been a national championship. So, you know, I hate to see that he hurt right now, but I think he did good out there. Right now, put him on the shelf. We don't want him getting hurt again, but what's up with these injuries? Are they just driving these guys into the ground? Why are quarterbacks coming up hurt like this?
Chuck, that's a good question. Chuck, thank you.
I also don't think there's a college quarterback in the country that wouldn't want Travis Hunter, right?
I would probably agree with that. 216-474-0092. Brown speaking. We're hoping to hear from Kenny Pickett, and you'll hear him right here on The Fan when he's stuck.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Steps to the podium.
So, I think he's done a great job. He obviously was phenomenal last year for them. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing how he does this year.
How are you coming along with the hamstring, and where are you at, and what's the outlook?
Yeah, I feel like I'm turning the corner a little bit this week, which is, you know, really positive. I was able to run, you know, a little bit more yesterday, so I'm getting there, just taking a day at a time. You know, obviously it's extremely frustrating. I'm only being able to get like 7-on-7 lately and some 1-on-1s, but just focused on trying to take advantage of those as much as I can.
Do you feel like next week you should be able to, knock on wood, be able to get out there?
I can't say that yet. It'll be close.
Have they told you, hey, you know, anything can still happen, and keep your head in this competition because it's not over yet? Is that...
It was never even mentioned. I think, you know, we're all just going a day at a time, you know, going through camp. You know, they'll make that decision whenever they want to make that decision. But I'm just trying to put my best foot forward on the reps that I do get right now.
How did it feel being back here?
It was great. It was great. You know, you have a special season like that. You know, you kind of build a bond with people for life. So being able to see, you know, everyone that I played with last year, coaches, trainers, I went in the cafeteria and saw all the, you know, all the people back there, and you got to give some hugs. So it was great. You know, it holds a special place in my heart for that year. You know, really glad, you know, we were back here for this camp to go see everybody.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you really since the Super Bowl. What did it mean to you to be out there late in that game?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, the 5-year-old in me would have been going crazy, you know, back in the day. You know, I remember watching Donovan McNabb, you know, all those old days when he was making his runs, and you know, to be able to be a part of that team was awesome. Having my parents there, my family, my wife, you know, it was really cool.
You were obviously a big part of that quarterback room last year, especially with Terry McKean. What have you noticed in his development? Do you still talk to him? Like, you know, just how's the relationship?
Yeah, we just talked a little bit yesterday and today. You know, I think the system, I don't know if it's changing or a little different, just kind of talking about, you know, talking through some of those things, you know, talking again about our defense that he was playing out there today. Tanner's an awesome guy, man. I know he's going to do a great job for them. You know, he's prepared for it. He's a true pro, goes about his business the right way, so really happy for him.
Kenny, how bizarre is it, or I don't even know if that's the right word, but after you get injured, then Dylan gets injured, now Shador is injured, and just this whole four-way quarterback competition took these unexpected twists.
Yeah, it's a wild game. You know, it's football. You know, everyone, you know, I got my own problems to worry about. I'm just focused on my recovery. You know, you never want to see anyone go down. We all want to be out there competing, so it's a tough deal. But I know each guy is trying to get back out there and be 100%.
How has, Kenny, I don't know if frustration is the right word, but I know, I think you've mentioned it a couple of times. So just managing that part of dealing with the soccer.
Yeah, I try to give myself 24 hours to be as angry as I could be, and then just turn the page, you know, every day, doing as much as I can. It truly is a 24/7 grind to try to get back 100%. So I'm doing absolutely everything I can. Hopefully I can push it to get out there. I want to be smart, but at the same time, I want to be out there competing. So you're kind of like walking that fine line.
I know you probably, I think you talked about this back in the offseason, but just the experiences you had last year in Philly, what ways have you brought that to this team, this locker room, this quarterback?
Yeah, I think, you know, I talked to Tommy a lot about what we did last year, and I think he does a great job of looking at, you know, what other teams do, what other systems and, you know, concepts have been really successful for other teams. And he asked me a lot. He'll be like, what were your favorite five from Philly, favorite five from Pittsburgh? I'm sure he's done the same with Joe. He's just always looking to make the system better and put our guys in the best places to succeed. So, you know, I think we go back and forth on a lot of the things that we did. We pull up tape. We kind of go through it that way. So we have a quarterback room with a lot of knowledge and experience, you know, with Joe, and Deshaun's played a lot of football too. So, you know, I try to add as much as I can. So I think, you know, that's probably the main way.
What were you really excited about in terms of your progress in those first four practices? It seemed like you were really coming along there.
Yeah, I felt, I think I touched on it before, the 5 weeks at home, I really just dedicated to studying the playbook and going through it on the field. You know, training hard, being in the best shape that I felt like I have been in my life for the competition. So I came back ready to go. You know, obviously the injury is unfortunate, but I feel like I'm, you know, keeping that same thing in the 7-on-7 reps that I get. Just trying to be as accurate as I can be, make the right read, and move on to the next play. So that's really my mindset right now.
Kenny, I'm sorry if they asked you this, I just walked in, but you know this Eagles defense better than anybody on the team. And from your vantage point watching the offense, your offense, these 2 days, how do you think they did overall?
I thought they did a great job. I thought, you know, there's positives, there's negatives, there's always going to be that. We definitely want to clean up the pre-snap stuff. Something the coaches are harping on, you know, that we need to get cleaned up as an offense. But I thought it was a good battle for both days. I think there was highs on both sides. You know, there were some lows on both sides. But the competitiveness, the want-to was there. I really liked the way we competed. Guys were going at it, so it was a positive.
Especially in a setting like this, how much are you staying involved in the conversation with the other quarterback?
Heavily. Yeah, as heavily as I can be because I'm not getting those reps. I kind of stand in the back and go through the checks, go through the cadence. Trying to steal as much as I can. And then when those guys come off, I try to help them out too, you know, tell them what I saw, ask them what they saw, and kind of talk through the play. Then you have the meetings again to go over that and kind of have that open dialogue. So it's been, you know, it's been good from that standpoint.
I know you have your own issues to deal with, but did Shador, you know, seek you out a little bit just for any kind of consolation, or did you have any words of advice for him for the oblique thing that happened yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the training room together and we just talk about it. I mean, he's awesome. He's got a great attitude about it. You know, he'll be back out there, you know, as soon as he can be, just like I can. So I really like his attitude and how he's going about his business.
Kenny, Harold Fant had a big day today, especially he had a drop early, kind of came back from it. How have you seen him progress and just having two big targets like him and Njoku, how does that help a quarterback?
Yeah, I think we have an unbelievable tight end room, obviously, with Dave. Everyone knows what he can do. But Harold's really stepped up. You know, I'm really impressed with the intensity that he's such a quiet guy. And then he goes in there and really competes hard, and he'll take on a Mike backer and run plays and a DM one-on-one. He'll take him on with no problem. And then go out there and run great routes. So I'm really impressed with Harold and what I think he can bring to this team, you know, if he stays on the track that he's on right now.
Very good.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Kenny Pickett. Sounds like a starting quarterback.
Yeah, he does.
Wants to compete like a starting quarterback.
Why don't you tell me about the other quarterbacks?
Allowed himself to be really mad for 24 hours. You know, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
stay away from social media.
It shows you it shows you where his head is, though. You know, it's like, dang it, I was in the best shape I've been in, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then this happens. I mean, Andy, if you're Pickett, this, I won't say it's his last chance because it's the NFL. You never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, a lot of different things can happen. But if you're Pickett and you are a two-year starter after being a first-round draft choice in the AFC North, and then your team brings in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields,
mm-hmm.
and you think this isn't going to work, and you want out, you get traded and win a Super Bowl, and then get traded to another team, you're thinking, okay, here is my chance. You know, he's not getting any younger. He's not old, but he's not getting any younger. And the longer you're not out there being the man, I think the tougher it is for a team to believe that you're the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all the dominoes were in the right place for him.
Absolutely.
There's no question. Look, you bring in Joe Flacco. Just look at the situation. And take away the names, take the names off the back of the rookies, right? You look at the situation. Hey, they're going to bring in Joe Flacco. If I play my best football, I should be able to beat him out.
Right, they're bringing in a 40-year-old guy.
Yeah, so and by the way, he's not going to be here forever. So even if I start off, yeah, and then they go out and they draft. Again, listen to the way I'm saying this. They go out and draft a quarterback in the third round.
Good.
And the fifth round?
They're going to be my backups.
Everything was set up for him to succeed. Yep. It really was, and then he got hurt.
Yep. You know? Absolutely.
Or at least, I don't know succeed, but at least have an opportunity that he
chance to win the gig.
Maybe he was just maybe too young to understand in Pittsburgh what was going on, too. I don't know.
I don't get that impression, man. He seems like He seems like his head's
so
in the right
place. Why is Pittsburgh didn't work because of the offensive coordinator?
Andy, Pittsburgh didn't work for Russell Wilson and Justin Fields either. And now they're both starting in New York.
I know.
You know, think about that. They brought in Pickett. They drafted him. They loved him. He trained in the next, you know, the two doors are side by side.
Yeah.
For the Pitt Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
For their training facilities. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, we know this guy, blah, 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 blah. 2 years, Matt Canada, blech, and they bring in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. And then they don't keep Russell Wilson and they don't keep Justin Fields either. What does... I think it's almost more of a condemnation of the Steelers when it comes to a quarterback, and then they do the dance with Aaron Rodgers.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't work out this year, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers is a long-term fix for the Steelers.
Correct.
Pittsburgh's quarterback situation smells a lot like ours does the last year, year and a half, 2 years here, doesn't it?
I just think
that... Am I wrong? Am I totally crazy? Or I just for a franchise and organization that's been so good at making sure that they had one quarterback for an extended period of time.
I don't feel like
they're there right now.
The amazing thing about the Pittsburgh situation to me, there are several things. And we bring this up because I think it directly relates to Kenny Pickett. I'm surprised they pulled the plug on Pickett so quickly in 2 years. They clearly saw things they didn't like. So, you know, let's get that out of the way. They clearly weren't pleased with what they saw from him. How much of that was Matt Canada and everything else going on with the offense? Who knows? But they clearly weren't happy with Kenny. And then they bring in, I think in order, it was Justin Fields and then Russell Wilson late. How do you walk away from Justin Fields? And I know, you know, Chicago did. But that's a young guy with some talent, Andy. And I thought when they brought him in, this is the guy they're going to groom and make sure he's their guy. And then... he's a New York Jet. I can see them not hanging on to Russell Wilson if they thought, okay, we're going to go with Justin Fields. So, Russ, you're not going to be here. And Justin Fields played pretty well for them before Wilson came in.
Especially for a franchise but the last time they had drafted a quarterback of the Steelers, last time they drafted a quarterback in the first round was Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
So,
And that worked.
Yeah.
But if you're Pickett, this was your chance. It still could be your chance. I'm just speaking reality here. Flacco could win the job, and Joe could go out and twist an ankle in week one, you know, and Pickett could be on the field. We all know how it works in the NFL. And so with that thought in mind, Pickett needs to get himself healthy and needs to make sure, I would think, Andy, that he's the backup quarterback on this team. Unless something weird happens next week and he ends up beating out Joe Flacco, which neither one of us expect. But he needs to make sure he's the backup here. Because if he wants to resurrect his career, what better place than sitting behind a 40-year-old quarterback who's not been wildly successful over the last 5 or 6 years? That's why I think this would be a perfect spot for him. We'll be talking more football. You want to talk? 216-474-0092. Some baseball coming up as well. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us at 1 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.